I had an MBZ inspection.
Can you explain what that is, an MBZ inspection?
We're not at the moment, but we were in a nitrate vulnerable zone.
Right.
It controls the amount of nitrogen that you put on the land. And I'm sort of in a very fortunate position because just after it came in, we had to revise for an exam at college. And one of the topics we had to revise for was nitrate vulnerable zones. And I looked at it and I sort of thought, I don't know much about nitrate vulnerable zones. I probably should because we're in one. I have had some paperwork somewhere and I went online and I started reading everything that had come through the door. And as part of my revision, I decided I'm going to fill in my records and I'm going to do them properly. So I did them. And I worked out how to do them. And it took me quite a long time. And it was great because when it came to the exam, I got 90-something percent on that particular question. Shortly after that, I got a phone call. We're going to come and inspect your MBZ records. So I said, that's fine. That's fine. It's just a total coincidence. I said, I've got them here. Pulled them out, went through. When I was outside, I saw two ducks. And I said, yeah, I've got two ducks. He says, you haven't put them down in the nitrogen calculations.
Who's this person from Natural England?
This person is from DEFRA.
DEFRA.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, you need to do your nitrogen calculations for your ducks. So we had to add the ducks. Now, I've since been told the reason that he asked me to add the ducks in is because everybody was going to make mistakes. And if he logged that there wasn't a mistake, they'd have said that he hadn't inspected me because it was impossible for somebody to do it perfectly. Actually, it's not impossible for someone to do it perfectly, but I tackled it like I would homework at school.
Yeah.
And I've got time.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. What you're saying is just kind of, you just cannot win. You cannot.
You can't win. We went for a walk round the farm as part of this, you know, inspecting my muck storage facilities.
Is this to do with catchment sensitivity?
Yeah.
It's Tittlesworth. Manifold. Okay.
Went down the field and he said, ah, your stream's fenced. And it's fenced quite broadly because the stream isn't totally straight and there's some trees. And he said, we're going to have to take that out of your eligible land. I said, you lot told the previous occupants to put that fence up to protect the land. Now you're telling me that we're going to lose that land because it's not agricultural land. I said, if you look at it, that's of high conservation value. We have got so many flowers in it.
But the thing is, it's everyone is desperate to do that, to protect watercourses. Everybody desperate protect for that to happen.
But I'm sorry, that doesn't count as part of your agricultural land anymore. You can protect your watercourse and we are going to take that out of your agricultural land. And I said, fine. I said, the sheep get in and graze. So he says, well, take some photographs. So I've taken photographs of the sheep grazing it. I then start getting phone calls. We've got an MBZ inspection. Can you come and do my MBZ records for me? So I have gone round locally and I have done 7 other farms, MBZ records.
They must love you.
Oh, they love me, absolutely. I make them. Well, I sort of estimate and guess. Mm. And I went round to two lovely old gentlemen who were terrified that they were going to get an inspection, had never done their records, didn't know what to do. They kept muck spreading records, which they used to do years ago, and they were really good, and they coloured in the maps and everything. But they had no idea, and I said, you have to calculate how much nitrogen there is in the poo of your animals. How do I do that? Well, there's a table that you can do it. Well, where's the table? It's in this booklet, which actually
was about this thing, wasn't it?
Which is about that thing.
Mm.
That was fine. All of a sudden, I'd done my neighbours and said, now you have to do a four-step plan. What's a four-step plan? A four-step plan is set to work out how much nitrogen, how much fertiliser you can then apply to your land. Basically, a four-step plan you're working out is how much nitrogen there is in the land, in the soil, how much nitrogen is going to come naturally, which leaves how much nitrogen you can add to it. And you have to either get your soil analysed or you can use tables. To get your soil analysed, it costs. When you're a smallholder and you're working to a tight budget, which some of the people with smaller farmers are, you don't want to fork out for someone to come and do your soil testing. Or you can use these tables. Where are these tables? They are on page 273 of your grassland fertiliser and something something handbook, which, of course, everybody's printed off. and read as bedtime. It's a 273 page manual. Mm. Now, how do you expect 80-year-old guys to sort this out? Makes me really angry.
Well, of course it does. I mean, the thing is, this, it almost, it's a sort of setup for failure in a sense. Is it, but do you get a sense that this is kind of a conspiratorial thing, or is it just, it's just bureaucracy gone insane?
It's bureaucracy gone totally insane. Don't know how you do it though. It's a lack of the wholeness. It's people not seeing the whole of the story. Too many different departments all deciding and making their own interdepartmental rules. Yeah. Bigger farmers can pay a land agent.
Of course
they
can.
Exactly. They can pay £250. To the two old local guys, I phoned up the local NFU branch and I got them to go round and help them. Mm. I said, they need help. And I said, I can't do it. I said, because actually, if I was doing it properly, I'd be charging £250. There's a lot of work involved.
Of course there is a huge amount of work.
Someone said, well, why don't you get paid to do it? And I said, because I don't want to. I don't enjoy doing it.
No, no.
But I will do it. I do it for friends. I do their pre-movement paperwork. I do all sorts of things. Oh, can you just print off? Can you just look at this? Can you just do that? Mm-mm. But I won't be doing it for myself
anymore. Because you don't want to be in that head frame, do you?
There is too much to do. Stuff. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. I phoned up DEFRA and I offered, we've come out of an MBZ zone now, and I actually said, I can write you a handbook, a colouring in book that you can send out to farmers that they will just be able to fill in the right boxes and it will do the calculations they want, that will be at the most 10 size one, and it will be their record book. It will be like a colouring book. It will be that simple. A really simple workbook. I'll aim it at sort of 7-year-old level. And they will be able to do it. And I said, and that's what you need. You don't want to know that you need to refer to page 273 of manual such and such and such and such. Because I've got a bookshelf up there with that much paperwork in that changes nearly every year. And it is impossible to read all of that paperwork ever, even if that's all you did.
Yeah. And retain it and understand it and
act on it.
Yeah.
And if you have meetings and they tell you stuff, but you forget that and you write notes down. It's when you actually sit down and you think, oh God, what have I got to do? And
so who does help here?
NFU will help. I've had a couple of local farmers, several times I've had them phone me up and say, some of the quite big farmers, we've got an inspection tomorrow, what do I need to do about, and what do I need to get out, and what do you need to do about that? And I feel, actually, it's quite nice that they're phoning me, asking me. So, I mean, there's sort of some self-help, but it bugs me, because I sort of know that they're going to go, because it's the small people like us that do it, and actually, we're going to go, and then I don't know who's going to do it.